This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. Today is a special episode because it's the last show of 2015. That's right, there won't be a show next week as everyone on the Rainmaker platform is taking some time off during the holidays. So what better way to celebrate than with an end of year party? Oh, but I won't be letting you off that easily. There is some important work that you should be doing at the end of the year, and that is a content audit. We're going to be talking a little bit about what that is and how you can do one. But I thought a party sounded better, so here's your invitation. I do hope you'll join me and my friends for a bit of a shindig in just a few moments. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready to raise a glass to your 2015 content and get excited about what you're going to create in 2016? Let's hit publish. Fantastic. Oh, do come in out of the cold. No, you don't have to take your shoes off. We're a bit of a spit and sawdust establishment here. Let me take your coat. Oh, that's Grandma. She loves a bit of boogie-woogie piano this time of year. Once she did a Jerry Lee Lewis and set the piano on fire, but she'd been at the sherry quite a bit. No, Grandma, you've had enough eggnog. Someone take that off her. Oh, fine, go on then. It is just once a year. Now, it's quite a full house. Ah, those are my nieces and nephews with their dog, Oscar. Play nicely, girls. Don't forget to watch where you're running. Never mind. That's just my public speaking trophy from 1999. It'll glue back together, I'm sure. Now, come through here where it's a bit quieter. Come on, sit by the fire and... Oh, how remiss of me. You need a drink. This will warm you up. It's my mum's secret recipe. It'll take the breath out of you and put hairs on the chest at the same time. I'm so glad you could come to my party. It's such a nice time to get everyone together and have a little look back at the year gone and the one just around the corner. Now, if you're all settled, would you like a mince pie? Go on. Okay, now you're settled. I'm just going to dip into the comment sack and read out some of the last 2015 Hit Publish comments. Now, we have had quite a few coming through recently, so if you have left a comment and don't hear it today, you'll be on the first show in 2016. How exciting. Here we go. Now, these comments came in from iTunes. First up, we have Mary New York, who says, I really like Amy's style a lot. I just listened to her Butterfly Moments podcast. The information she shares is something I can apply immediately to my site copy. Her approach is unique, which is what we all need to grab the attention of our customers. She's funny and it holds your attention. The information is short and sweet and easy to understand. I like that the length of her podcasts are shorter and that they're packed with helpful info. Zero fluff. Well, thank you, Mary. It really means a lot to me to know that you find the show useful as well as entertaining. This really made my day. Next, we have the lovely Doug Francis, a staunch commenter on the show who is always a delight. He says, Amy Harrison has taken the reins of this show and single-handedly raised the bar for the podcast network. Hit Publish is informative, well-paced, original, applicable, and often laugh-out-loud funny. Give a listen and you'll be hooked. I think, if I'm honest, I'm going to hire Doug to do my marketing for the show because he's certainly sold me on having a little listen. Finally, we have Vision SF, who says, Amy's presentation softens some serious content with a touch of quirkiness, well worth listening to and taking immediate action. Now, I do read each and every comment that comes in, and I love hearing from you. And you don't just have to tell me nice things about myself, though please don't stop. I genuinely love to know about you and your business. What are you doing? What's working? Please do visit Hit Publish FM and share your stories with the Hit Publish family. Okay, now, how are you doing? Do you need a top-up? Okay. Well, it's now time for our word of the week. And this week, it is fugacious, which means lasting but a short time, fleeting. In botany, it often refers to falling or fading early, which is how I feel about a good party. It always seems to end too soon. So that is fugacious. Listen out for it in the show. Now, There's no Dear Amy letter this week because I wanted to take the reins somewhat and use the last show of the year to talk about doing a content audit. Wait, where are you going? Come back. No need to run off. Just sit there and listen for a little. Don't look through to the other room where they're playing parlour games and having a lot of fun. You can go through in a minute. First, we need to sort out your content audit. Okay, a content audit may not sound exciting, but it can be. First of all, what is it? Well, if you've been writing a blog, creating web content or ebooks, you might be surprised at how much content you've produced over the last few months or even years. And as time goes on, it's easy to forget about all those pieces of content you've created in the past. You know, when you do a spring clean, you always find something you can reuse or start using because your circumstances have changed. A content audit is basically sifting through your goldmine of past content pieces to see what you can still use, if anything needs to be retired or updated. So why would you want to trawl your way through all of that content? Well, one, you can start to see the strengths and weaknesses in your content. You might even start to see a pattern of blog posts that performed really well and others that got lower engagement. Two, you might even spot gaps in your content. So let's say you're an interior designer, you may find that you've got 50 articles on choosing curtains, but only a handful on choosing carpets. Three, you may even find that you're missing out key areas for beginners or those looking for more advanced pieces of content. And four, you may find some gold. So a piece that you'd written that suddenly inspires you to expand it into a series or turn it into a product or a course. It's a way of reviewing your content and asking yourself, is this content serving my audience well? Are there opportunities to build on some of this content to increase my visibility or credibility? And is there anything that's outdated that's no longer relevant? Now, I know that this is supposed to be a party, so I found some excellent articles about the nuts and bolts of doing a content audit. So if you want to take it easy today, have a brandy, I'm okay with that. But make sure you do schedule some time in to read the articles and conduct your own audit. Now, when should you conduct an audit? Well, a good time is ahead of any big changes. So if you're revamping your website, or if you're revising the products and services that you offer, or discontinuing any products. Basically, if you're making any kind of evolution or change in direction, it makes sense to check the content on your site is still going to support that new direction. So what should you check in your content audit, and what should you record? Now, I'll be honest, you can go to the nth degree of detail in your audit, but for most small businesses, just having an at-a-glance breakdown of the content you've created is going to do you wonders. So here's what I would do. I would go through your blog posts, your webpage content, any downloads or ebooks you've created. Also, look at any half-created content that you may have on your computer. In the past, I've discovered half-written ebooks that, whilst I decided weren't going to make a full ebook, I've been able to quickly turn into a series of posts. Now, what do you want to record as you're going through these pieces? Well, again, there's flexibility to tailor this to what you need, but I would start by making a spreadsheet and including the URL so that you can find that page again easily, the title of the page or the post, a category of what topics the content covers, and also where the content, how does it relate to your customer's buying journey? So for example, is it aimed at someone who think that they might have a problem? So let's say it might be a post on how to diagnose if your computer is running slower than normal, or does it come much further down, which may be when people are actually looking to purchase a solution. So, you know, what products should you buy to speed up your computer? That kind of thing. Lastly, I would have an action steps field. What are you going to do to this piece of content, or what needs doing? Does it need updating, removing, or could it be used to promote another piece of content or even a product or service? The action field is probably the most important one, because you don't want to have this sheet of all your content and then say, now what? You want to have some practical steps that you can take to make your content worthwhile. Okay, so that covers briefly what a content audit is, how to do one. I think it's time to take a little break and we'll play a game. How are you at charades, or charades for my US friends? You can go first, pick a card and I'll guess. Okay, let's have some festive game music, please. Maestro. Right, okay. Okay, good action. Film, four words. Okay, first word is a small word. The, and, of, it, nearly. It's. Okay, great, it's. Third word, three syllables. Okay, you're looking smiley and happy. Great. Happy, fun. Okay, really cheering now. Something's fantastic. Oh, I'm on the right lines. Fantastic. Amazing. Okay, keep going. Wonderful. Wonderful, that's it. Oh, it's a wonderful life. Oh, well done. Really well acted there. That is one of my favourite films for this time of year. You can't beat a bit of Jimmy Stewart. Now, on a side note, if you are a Jimmy Stewart fan, have you ever seen him read the poem about his dog, Bo? Look it up on YouTube. He's on an English chat show and he reads a poem and have a hanky ready. It's amazing. A real tearjerker. Well, that for me was quite exciting. Now, I want to round up about doing your content audit and then I have a couple of announcements that I want to make before we can join in the frivolities of the party. To finish, don't be intimidated by doing a content audit. It can be quite a bit of fun. I'd set a day aside because it's a bit like looking through your old wardrobe and realizing that leg warmers are actually in fashion again. Seriously though, you might not only find content to update or remove to make sure your online presence remains professional, but you could just find some golden inspiration for creating new, engaging content for next year. Now, here, you're going to need a top up for this. I would like to raise a toast to you. Taking the effort to put you, your business, and your content out there isn't always easy. And I want you to know that I am here rooting for you every step of the way. I want you to take a moment and think back to the past few months or years, and I want you to feel proud of every piece of content you've hit publish on. You're doing a great job. You may not always feel that way. Not every piece of content will get you a rush of new email subscribers or leads or traffic, but it's the consistent effort of showing up, paying attention to what your target market wants, creating that content, publishing it, tweaking it, and improving it that you should be really proud of. And I want to sincerely thank you for listening to this podcast. Whether you've stopped by for a few episodes or you're an avid listener each week, I love having you in the Hit Publish family and I am in your content corner. So if there's ever anything I can help with, do get in touch and let me know. So raise a glass and say cheers. Oh, the others next door have joined in. That's nice. Hello, everyone. Raise a glass and say cheers to you. You are a flipping star. Wait, did you hear that? No, it's too soon. Let's just have a little look out the window. Oh, I thought I saw a red light. It's probably just a plane. Now, before I forget, there are a couple of people I would also like to mention. I want to give a big thank you to Pamela Wilson, who handed over the Hit Publish reins to me back in June. Pamela is pretty amazing. We're in a mastermind group together, and she probably doesn't know this, but I've often thought about getting a wristband with the initials WWPD for What Would Pamela Do? She's one of the smartest, most disciplined businesswomen I know. She's got this fantastic ability to outline what she wants and go for it and offer tremendous value as she does. If you didn't know, she's the Vice President of Educational Content, a copy blogger, and she's doing very exciting things over there. And last but not least, I want to say a huge thank you to Toby. Now, Toby, where is he? I think I spotted him over at the mince pies. There he is. Toby, come and say hello. Oh, no, his mouth is full. Toby Lyles runs 24 Sound and he's the editor of the show. Toby puts up with my crazy sound effects and ideas and makes things sound great. He's got this real knack for spotting some sound effects that I may have missed and he's a joy to work with. If you run a podcast or want help making your sound professional, Toby from 24 Sound is a great person to work with. And with that said, it's almost time to go. Why do the best parties always feel so fugacious? Ah, more revelers. I wonder who that could be. Well, look who it is. Neil Diamond, Bruce Springsteen, and Dolly Parton carol singing. Okay, I'll give you some money, but I hope it's going to a good cause because I think you guys have enough. Go on then. What have you got? Wish you a Merry Christmas. Neil sounds strangely English. Never mind. Well, my Hit Publish listener, have a super holiday season. Take some time to reflect over everything you've done this year, make plans for next year, and never turn down an excuse for a good knees up. Oh, and schedule a time for your content audit. Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or problem, or you can email me using hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week, so until next time, remember to take action, hit publish, and I'll see you in 2016.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.